So, tapos ako, sa iyan sa mga kasi na?
Di, amin araw na yun.
Ah, ang zero eh. Igmatrakot pa rin yun, how crazy sa rin yun? Igmatrakot na sa rin yun, araw na yun.
Yung alin yun na
Oh, ikmakni! Oh, ikhof alin yun Okay. Dan makik alin yun na lang. Zalik zasen, nino dekik iemand van de Aramees Democratische Organisatie uit Zweden. Hij zou zijn toespraak in het Engels doen. Bij deze nodig ik de heer Ronnie Bommet-Hart.
Ahoy, hoto. Ado, Tokorina, Lha, Mambagrani, Lutokoto, Oromoyo, Demokratoi, Lutwet, Ronnie Bommet-Hart, Pina, Lechener, Shomo. Dat wil ik niet doen, Lechener, Lechoyo. Goed, Ahoyna, Ronnie.
Shlomo, I will talk in English so that as many people as possible will understand at once. Honored ladies and gentlemen, head of the Enschede municipality and members of all parties, organizations and churches. We are pleased to meet you with pride tonight. After your 25 years of struggle for the Aramaic cause. Your organization was pioneer in the establishing of Aramaic movements all over the world. Our people in the entire Middle East and diaspora did early see a light in their tunnel through your existence. You will continue to be our conscience for our history and the main defender of our people. So that the world keeps the struggle in the minds and hearts. It is time that our people step forward and take part of the decision making in the Middle East. We have had enough of Zimmi politics where we can only sit and wait for the catastrophe to come before we react. We will not just keep reacting on what is happening in our lives. It is our children's future we are talking about. And we have to be able to plan for them what we see is best, not what the other rulers think is best. Just like any free people and nation in the world. As most of our people know, the different attempts to drive us out of our native land have been going on for around 1400 years, ever since the Arabic Muslims started to expand in the northern direction of the Arabian Peninsula. Our lands have been taken and our people killed, converted or driven away. Today we are a larger number in the diaspora than in the Middle East. The terrorism that we have lately seen aiming at the Western countries with the goal to hit their democracy, system, human rights and values are something that we tasted long time ago and are still facing every day in our historical region. We are happy to be among you all and we see this event as another little step towards the goal of regaining our righteous rights in the Middle East with the hope that one day be able to have a country to call motherland beside our new homelands in Europe. There is no way to reach our goal if we don't work together with all Aramaic movements and political parties, together with the governments of the European Union and the United States and the United Nations. Our mission is not easy, and it doesn't get any easier when many organizations belonging to our people are working together with the different dictatorships of the Middle East. This is becoming a little political maybe, but maybe such an event could need a little bit of a political taste also. It is very important during this event to mention that our Aramaic people are not only made up by members of the Syriac Orthodox Church. I myself is Morunoyu Aramoyu. In our Aramaic nation, we identify all Middle Eastern Christians as having Aramaic origin without our brothers and sisters, the Copts and Armenians. Alexander the Great said once, divide and conquer. And in our case, we were very good in dividing our people in different groups with no help from the outside. So that we today are belonging to many churches and many groups with many names. And those groups are loyal to different rulers, many times against our own people. Since we got divided, we have been losing battle after battle. And today we are around 10 weak groups living across the world. We should be stronger, of course, and we should be united. We don't have to have one name again, but we should be united anyway in the same goal. Today we are not saying that we want the whole Middle East back, because it was ours once, but we can't have everything back. The simple thing that we are saying and working for is that since the Middle East still is pluralistic, there should be a system to deal with that reality, giving all groups the right to flourish and feel safe in their historical motherland, all in the line with the UN Human Rights Declaration. We are not demanding anything special for our people, just that we are treated as the same as any Dutch person in Holland, and as any Turkish guy in Turkey, and any person in Syria. Nothing more, nothing less. Until we get our own nation where we can put the rules that is best for our people. This is also our right. Last but not least, we like to thank all great people responsible for this event. And an Aramaic thank you from the heart to the Dutch city of Enschede and to Her Majesty the Queen, to the strong, stable government, and to the justice-loving people of Holland for their support to our Aramaic people. Together, we will see better days for the Middle East. Long live freedom and democracy, with our Aramaic people enjoying them in the beloved lands of Iran, as well as in the beloved lands of Holland and everywhere else in Europe and everywhere else where we have been integrating in our new homeland. Pauli Tagi, Julio Bacino, Shlomo.
Yeah, but from Abud, we had a project of Fabianzi. Yeah, what's it?
Alleen Nederland.
Ik alleen Nederland? Ja, maar dan mag jij wel beginnen. Wil jij wel beginnen dan? Ja. Moet ik ook eerst arbeiden? Oké, ik heb best. Dan wil ik wel met alle plezier, met veel plezier, trots en dankbaarheid, wil ik graag, nodig ik de CDA Tweede Kamer lid, de heer Pieter Omtzigt uit, om naar voren te komen. Hij heeft als portefeuille pensioen.
Dankjewel, zo meteen mag ik doen. Hij heeft als portefeuille pensioen, pensioenen en AOW en zorg algemeen. Tevens zit hij in de Raad van Europa en hij is.